This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Boosting efforts to fight pneumonia could avert nearly 9 million child deaths this decade from pneumonia and other major diseases. A new analysis is found ahead of the first ever global forum on childhood pneumonia taking place this week. According to a new model from Johns Hopkins University in the United States, scaling up pneumonia treatment and prevention services can save the lives of 3.2 million children under five. That would create a so-called ripple effect that would prevent 5.7 million extra child deaths from other major childhood diseases at the same time. If we're serious about saving the lives of children, said UN Children's Fund Executive Director Henrietta Fore, we have to get serious about fighting pneumonia. As the current coronavirus outbreak shows, this means improving timely detection and prevention, she added. Pneumonia is the biggest single killer of children worldwide, claiming the lives of 800,000 last year, or one child every 39 seconds. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, warned on Wednesday that rising numbers of desert locusts present an extremely alarming and unprecedented threat to food security and livelihoods in the Horn of Africa. According to FAO's latest update on the desert locust upsurge, the current situation is set to get worse as new breeding creates infestations in Ethiopia, Kenya and Somalia. South Sudan and Uganda are at risk, and there's also concern about new swarms forming in Eritrea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan and Yemen. Urgent efforts must be made to stop them from increasing to protect the livelihoods of farmers and livestock holders, said Keith Cressman, Senior Locust Forecasting Officer at FAO. And finally, the UN Human Rights Chief has ended a five-day mission to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, with a call on both the country's government and the international community to seize the opportunity that currently exists to lift the country out of its deadly cocktail of conflicts, human rights violations and chronic socioeconomic problems. Michelle Bachelet said there were grounds for optimism given the first peaceful transfer of power since independence, which makes positive change a possibility. The DRC has been gripped by decades of war involving dozens of armed groups, corruption and political instability, exacerbated by the worst Ebola outbreak in its history. High Commissioner Bachelet said that while it will take a concerted and sustained effort over many years to resolve entrenched problems, some of the means towards solutions have been clearly identified, and there have been signs of progress in a few areas, most notably in the release of political prisoners and activists. Matt Wells, UN News.